you know, he's having a real go, and you can't ask for any more than that. He is showing signs of developing into the player that I thought he would a couple of years ago. He's taken him a long time to get to that stage. But I do think this season he is showing more consistency and looking very dangerous.
Yeah, we talked about game changers, match winners. He's definitely in that bracket on his day. He's got to be on his day more than he's off it.
Without a doubt. And also during the games. You know, he's got to have more impact during the course of the game as opposed to several moments of the game. You know, he's got to be influential in our attacks. He's got to get into the box a lot more. And if he does that, he'll get into better positions to score. He always seems to score great solo goals. He doesn't get the ones that drop to him and he can put in the easy ones. You know, he's got to start scoring easy goals or goals that he's got more time and space in the box that he's created himself with his movement. So I think he does tend to be outside of the box more than in it, and it's just encouraging him now to get right in there and be a body in there that's picking up positions to look for bits that drop and getting on the end of some of our crosses. So I think it's... He's making good progress, and you know, I've been very pleased with his progress.
It's interesting, isn't it? You got some of your own players here for, you know, hundreds of games and long spells. You don't get many that come from other clubs to get that 100 appearances. So he's stuck at it. Mm. Yeah, he has had his down times, but he looks like he's got a positive mentality about him.
He has, and I was surprised that it was 100. I have to say, I did see it on the website, and. I was surprised that he'd reached that many, even though, you know, he, as I say, he's been here a couple of seasons, came on loan as well. So I shouldn't be surprised, because he has been around the first team squad and around that, you know, first 11 over that period of time. And now he's showing the form to match the experience that he's gained. So, you know, he isn't a kid now. He's a player that should start to do well in this league, in this level, if he's got aspirations to get to play higher. Then he has to perform well every week in this league. And I think he's capable of doing that. He's shown that. And he will have his off day. He will have a day where it doesn't work for him. But it won't be for lack of trying now. He's fit enough. It's give him confidence to get up and down and do more defensively. He's done his defensive work much better. That's still ongoing, but he's doing that a lot better than he was. And we know what he can do when he gets into the last third of the box. He can weave his way through and has a capability of scoring. So, as I say, I've been pleased with him.
Just finally then, you know, he said it's got like his second home here. You know, he's an Australian boy. He's been up in the northeast. Now he's found his feet down in South Cheshire. How big a year is it for him, Steve? Because his contract does run out, and he'll be, like you do with all of them, you'll be looking at what his performances are like.
Well, it'll be up to him. It'll be up to him to perform well. And, you know, we haven't seen enough of that, I have to say, and he'll be honest himself, because he knows he hasn't performed as well as he can, and he, you know, he's underperformed for a period. But now he's performing well, and I think he's gaining confidence each week. He's training very hard in the week. He's in his final year of his contract, of course, as you've said. So if he continues to do well and continue to create and score goals for us, who knows? You know, we'd sit down with him and look at what he does going forward. But at the moment, I think, you know, he's just focusing on playing well for this club and doing his best.